Like to talk to us this morning about a everyday thing. I'd like to talk about being a friend. I've heard a few comments in my life from individuals that have troubled me, and you probably had occasion to hear something similar. I've heard someone make the comment, more than one person, I don't need any friends. You ever heard that? Or I don't have to have any friends. And I'll just, if you don't know this, I'll just say that if you ever hear one say that, someone say those words, I don't need any friends or I don't have to have any friends, I want you to know that that is a real indication that that person has a lot of pain in their life and they're in trouble. And they're in a place that they're very vulnerable to depression. They're very vulnerable to accusations, and they're very susceptible to being irrational in some other areas of their life. So if someone says, I don't need any friends or I don't have to have any friends, it probably would be good for us as individuals to make an extra effort to be a friend to those people. So I'll read a definition. A friend is one who is attached to another by affection, one who entertains for another sentiments of esteem, respect, and affection, which lead him to desire his company and to seek to promote his happiness and prosperity, opposed to foe or enemy. So, I don't know about you, but I like the idea of having friends. I like the idea and the concept of someone that cares about me, and someone that has my best interest in mind, someone that I believe is going to be looking out for me. And I believe that it's important for us to cultivate friendships. And I will say this, that some of us have a personality that is more conducive to developing new friendships than others. We're just unique in that. And others of us, our personality is just such that maybe making a new friend or building a close friend relationship is more of a challenge for us. And wherever we are, it's easy for those that it's easy to make a new friend to look on those that it's not and think, well, there's something wrong with them. And maybe the ones that's a little more difficult for you to make a new friend, maybe your personality is such that your friendships are really, really deep and real meaningful and long-term. Some people might have a different friend every week, so to speak, but none of them are very in-depth. None of them are a friend that you would maybe share more personal information with, or things that maybe trouble you and really cause you to be maybe fearful or insecure. But however your individual personality is, I believe that it's unhealthy for us to be in a state where we feel like we don't want or don't need friends. All right, that's unhealthy. I believe it's also imperative that we learn how and we cultivate the characteristics that will develop new friendships and deeper friendships. So, being a friend. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, we'll turn over there and read a verse, at least. And we'll notice what the writer says here in Proverbs 18 and 24. Well, maybe we'll read up above, beginning in verse 19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A lot of little observations by the writer. And the last verse says, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Abraham was called a friend of God. And certainly that's one of the best friends that any of us could ever cultivate a relationship is with God and with Jesus Christ. But he says here, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So I want us to think about us being a friend and developing a friendship. And I had a little thought here not so long ago about the gospel is a gospel of action. It's not salvation and experience with the Lord is not something that just, it's not just a poster. It's not just an inert thing. It's something that there's action, that there's movement to it. There's development to it. The gospel ought to cause us to begin to make some changes in our life. It ought to motivate us to do something. All right? So this says, a man that would have friends, a man that hath friends, must shew himself friendly. So what is a friend? We read a definition. I wrote these things down before I looked up the definition. I believe a friend is someone that you have a mutual high level of trust in. They're my friend. I would trust them maybe with some of my things, some of my tools, some of my possessions. I would trust them to keep information that I would share with them. That's a friend, isn't it? I would trust them to lock the door. I would allow them to have a key to my house, and you're welcome to come and take maybe something I've left there for you. And I trust you to lock the door and to not haul off all of my possessions in there. That would be a high level of trust. That's part of a characteristic of a friend. It's someone you enjoy being with. Have you ever had somebody that you would call a friend that you just wish they would leave? Not generally. I mean, our friends is someone that we enjoy being around. It's someone that we can feel relaxed with. You know, if someone may make you, there may be people that make you feel uneasy. And as a general rule, we probably wouldn't label them as a friend. We might want to be their friend, but maybe they make us feel a little uncomfortable. All right? A friend is usually someone that we share a common interest in. Something that, it may not be everything, but there is something that I'm interested in and they are interested in, and we find it a common source to cultivate our relationship and the things that causes us to be relaxed and causes us to be enjoy one another's company, and it causes our trust level to increase because we feel like that we're agreed upon something. All of those things are characteristics of a friend. So how does a friendship occur? You ever thought about that? I'll just venture to make this point. If we have a friend today and we don't know how it happened, then they were the ones that were probably showing themselves friendly and not us. All right? You got any friends like that? I mean, we can have a friend, and we begin to think about, I wonder how I became friends with that person. And it may be that we realize we didn't do anything. They were friendly to us. So may that be a challenge to us to think about the friends that we have and what have we done to cultivate that. Because the Scripture says, and we're trying to live by the Scripture, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. You want friends? I want friends. I'm not one of those people that says, I don't need any friends. I need them. I want them. But am I willing to do what it takes to get them? That's where it really comes down to. I want them. I don't feel like I'm emotionally handicapped, or I'm not wounded to the point that I can't function, and I recognize the value of friends, but am I willing to pursue friendship? Am I willing to show myself friendly? You know, I have a new neighbor. It's somebody that's I have known of, but I haven't really known. Okay, I've known their, I've known a brother of the husband. I've known the family of the wife. I know her parents. I know her sibling. I knew her grandfather and grandmother, at least on one side. And so they've bought the place. They moved over there, and they're building a new house across the road from me. And since they've come over there, this man is showing himself friendly. He comes over. When Drew and I both have got our lawnmower stuck in the ditch when it was muddy, and he has come over and helped us get it out of there. And I went over and I thought, you know, this has got, I've been challenged. This man is going out of his way to show himself friendly. He came over, wanted to know if I'd dig a hole with my old backhoe. I said, sure, I'd be glad to come over. I went over and dug him a little hole with my backhoe. And then I thought, you know, I'm not just trying to keep up with the Joneses, but he's making an effort to be my friend. I need to make an effort. I don't want to be, well, he's my neighbor and my friend, but he's done all the work. I'm just on the receiving end. The Scripture says, if you would have friends, that you do what? You must show yourself friendly. You must demonstrate that you want friends. I came back from Alaska, and part of my yard was mowed. He come over and cut part of my grass. And so it's just, these are things, he is going out of his way. And so I've been challenged, am I doing what I can to prove that I want to be his friend? So we, as individuals, what are we doing to have friends? If we don't speak to one another, it could happen right here in this setting that we don't make the effort to show ourselves friendly. I don't really think that's happening, but it could be. We could feel insecure, or maybe we could feel like we don't need friends. I want to tell you, if you're contemplating that thought, I don't need friends, I want you to rethink what's going on in your head, because we all need friends. And I want us to cultivate the things that build friendships. We don't inherently know, I don't believe, who's going to be our friend and who's not. We're not going to know who is going to be willing to reciprocate our efforts of being friendly. I have met people in my occupation that I just knew we started out our interaction almost like enemies. I've had those that were customers, and I felt like the first time I ever introduced myself and ever entered into their presence, there was something, we were at odds. They were dissatisfied with something I'd done. They were dissatisfied with their vehicle, whatever it was. There was friction there. And I want to tell you that I have seen this happen, that over the years when I would show myself friendly and do the things that it took to cultivate a friendship, those people that I thought might be my enemy turned out to be some of my best friends. All because I was willing to invest in that. I believe it'll work for every one of us. It's a challenge to turn someone around. Maybe they even talk real ugly to you. Maybe they don't aren't nice to you at all. Maybe they give accusations and throw all of this stuff out. But it's a real challenge to show yourself friendly in places like that. So I will tell you that a non-friend may not be a full-fledged enemy, but a non-friend can become a friend by two things. One, by the grace of God. And the other thing is by us being willing to show ourselves friendly. You know, we can perceive or assume that somebody don't like us because they're huffing and puffing and kind of looking exasperated. And they may not be exasperated at us at all, but many times somebody is displaying characteristics that they're dissatisfied, and we can say, if they're going to be grumpy, I will too. I don't have any obligation. I don't know them. I'll just sit over here and be quiet. And you know, we don't have any chance of changing that person into a friend. But if we will make ourselves friendly, shoo ourselves friendly, we might find somebody that really wants a friend, that really wants to be, have an interaction with someone else. We have a song in our book. I like to sing it. I like the melody. I like the words. And it says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Now, how many that say today, I'm a friend of Jesus, how many that would believe that they are friends with Jesus started out being friends with Jesus. You know, the scripture says that we're man born of a woman is of what? A few days and full of trouble. And it doesn't, we don't have to be in this old world very long as a small child, and we can develop a bad attitude. And parents work on that and work on that, and they discipline and they train and they try to redirect the children, and maybe they're fussing and fighting with their siblings, or they won't listen to their parents, and they're always causing some kind of conflict and trouble and all of that kind of thing. And then when they become friends with Jesus, things change. You know, I know a man that's in my age bracket, and when he was a teenager, he caused his parents a lot of grief. He got involved in things that his parents never thought he would. They did a lot of right things. They had a good home environment, and because of the devil, he got involved in tampering with some drugs and things like that. And his parents prayed for him, and I'm sure they've spent many sleepless nights worried about where their son was headed. But this man, he's a man now, he became friends with Jesus. And you know, things changed. He started being cooperative with his parents, and all of those things that the devil had got him to doing, they disappeared out of his life. Now, did he become friends with Jesus because he was pursuing the friendship? Jesus came knocking on his heart's door, is what happened. So how many of us today are friends today because we just wanted to be good? And we just are, I say friends. How many of us are friends with Jesus today because we just had this inherent ability to be good? And so we found Jesus, and he's just like me, so I'm going to be friends with him. You know, sometimes we think our friends that we meet in life, you know, those other real people, if it was meant to be for me to have a friend, then it would be somebody just like me. You ever had that thought? Well, Jesus, we weren't just like Jesus. I don't know if you know that or not. But we weren't just like Jesus. But when we came in contact with him, he showed himself friendly to us. He showed us that he cared. And he had compassion on us. And he put up with some stuff that he didn't like. You ever thought about that? He put up with some stuff he didn't like in you. And he continued to show himself friendly and accessible to you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I like meeting people, and the first time I meet them, it just clicks. You know what I'm talking about? I like meeting people that things just click. But I'm going to tell you, I've met some people in my life. You know, I have another neighbor that when I moved there, and I told some people, some of y'all that's here, I said, I'm moving up there, and there's this fellow by the name of, and they said, oh yeah, we know him. We know that guy. We used to haul stuff up to him. And I began to wonder, what kind of neighbor am I getting here? And you know what? All I knew to do was try to be friendly with him. And he come down, and he was friendly to me too. He come down to meet us. At Christmas time, they're liable to bring us banana nut bread and all this kind of stuff, and he's my friend. When something breaks down, and one of the first winters we lived there, they had an ice storm, and his generator wasn't working, and he called me up, and he said, Dan, he said, I don't know what to do. My turkeys are going to have a problem here. My generator don't work. We're out of electricity. And I said, I'll come up there. And I went up there. It was so slick you couldn't stand up. Ice on the roads everywhere. And we figured out what was wrong with his generator. And we've cultivated a friendship over the years. And not so long ago, he told me, he said, Dan, he said, anything you need of mine, he said, just come and get it. Just let me know you got it so I won't be looking for it. So he's my friend, you see? But when it started out, it didn't look like we was going to be able to get along. Other people says he talks dirty, he talks bad. You don't want to be careful. He don't do that around me. It's because we worked out a friendship, you see. When Jesus came in contact with us, we weren't just like him. I wasn't. You weren't. But he showed himself friendly to us. And has he done that and he cultivated that friendship? Now we can say, I'm a friend of Jesus. And I trust that every one of us here, when we're gone, someone can look on and say, that person was a friend of God. That person was a friend of Jesus. And it's because there has been some action involved. The scripture, our text, if you will, today, is a man that would have friends, a man that hath friends, must shew himself friendly. We're going to have friends in this world. We're going to have to demonstrate that we're friendly. We're going to be a friend of God. We're going to have to demonstrate that we want that friendship. He's doing it. He's showing us mercy. He's showing us love. He's showing us compassion. And we want to cultivate that friendship with God. I'm going to have to do the same. I'm going to have to become engaged in being that friend. I want to tell you that I feel like I'm a person that's, I'm not the easiest, no, let me say it better. It's more difficult for me to initiate conversation and friendship than some people. Some people, I think it's easier for them to talk to strangers, to introduce themselves, to get acquainted, and all those kind of things. I think there's others that are more relaxed with that, and I'm maybe more reserved. And some of you are more reserved than I am. But I want to tell you, all of us, no matter what our personality is, all of us have to cultivate this showing ourselves friendly. All of us have to do that. Jesus did it to me. When he spoke to my heart, and I realized that he loved me in spite of how ugly I was. And that awakening came to my soul. I knew that I wanted a friendship with him. And as I began to reciprocate that, we began to develop a friendship that I believe is important for us. In Romans, the 5th chapter, we'll turn there and read a few verses. Romans chapter 5, beginning maybe in verse 6, he says, for when we were yet without, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for us. He wants to be a friend. He went the extra mile to initiate a friendship with us. He said, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why would he do that? Well, yeah, he was there in the creation. He was there, so inherently he loved us, right? But you know, love can be killed. You know that? How long had mankind rejected God? God had reached out to mankind over and over again. We have the record in the Old Testament. And they had pushed him aside and pushed him aside and pushed him aside over and over again. It says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. But God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. When we were enemies, you see, I believe that enemies can be changed into friends. You believe that? You got any enemies? Totally separate thought. You got any enemies? Some of you may say, yeah, I'm afraid I do. I've got some people that don't like me. I've got someone that maybe you've got somebody that's threatened to hurt you if they got a chance. Did you know that can be reconciled? Do you believe that? You know that it won't be reconciled if someone in the party doesn't begin to shoo themselves friendly? It won't happen. But when one person, the scripture says, he that hath friends must shoo himself friendly. You know how the best way to disarm an enemy is to show yourself friendly? It's tough because usually there's a reason that they're considered an enemy. He says here, for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The atonement. The thing that we couldn't pay for, couldn't earn, but it's the spiritual transformation that happens when we can accept that demonstration of friendship and love from Jesus, and we can be reconciled to God. And to be reconciled to him, we can become his friend, because he shewed himself friendly, and we have to show ourselves friendly and cultivate this friendship and this relationship in a spiritual fashion. Christ became engaged in the process, didn't he? Kind of to an extreme. So where do we look for friendship? You know, I'd like to think that just because we all came to this place on this day, and we came here because we're interested in our spiritual welfare with God progressing. I would like to think that that's a prerequisite and a sure foundation to build friendships on. Wouldn't you? I think this is a good environment to easily make friends. We came here for a common cause, didn't we? I would hope we did. So that's one of the prerequisites of friendship, or one of the basis is to have a common cause. We came here for a common reason. So it ought to be easy to develop a friendship. But you know, if we don't cultivate that, I'm talking about on a personal, individual, human-to-human relationship. If we don't cultivate the things that it takes to build a friendship, we won't really have a friendship. Instead of a friendship, we'll have an acquaintance. Which would you rather have? Acquaintance or friendship? I'd rather have a friendship. Because a friend is the one that I can call up and say, hey, What do you think about this? Tell me what you know about this situation. That's a friend. An acquaintance is somebody that, yes, I know who that is. That's as far as it goes. But I think we ought to have more than that. I'm challenging us, encouraging us to develop more than acquaintance, but friendship. Help us, Lord, to cultivate the things that it takes to make a friend. I believe that for the gospel to progress, we have to be able and willing to cultivate a friendship. Not just here, but out there. In 1 Timothy 3 and 7, we notice here it says, moreover, talking about a minister of the gospel, he says, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Must have a good report. Must be in a reputation that he's friendly. Willing to extend themselves to establish a level of friendship. Last verse I want us to notice. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. Just in my Bible, let's turn the page. It says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. You know what I believe one of the trademark characteristics should be for God's people and for Christians? That they be friendly. Have you ever known someone that had the reputation of being, in my generation, we would say stuck up? That's still a current expression. You ever known people like that? Someone that's aloof. Someone that's hard to get to know. Someone that's not willing to communicate. Is that the kind of tone or is that a representative of Christ? To me, Christ is the epitome of being a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And if he did not extend himself, if he did not do the things to develop a friendship with mankind, wouldn't we all be lost? I believe we would. But instead of that, we can have a real friendship with Jesus Christ today. And I am so thankful for that. I will always be eternally grateful for the friendship that I can have with Jesus. Because, not because I earned it, not because I deserved it, not because I've done everything right, but because he extended himself for me. So, I trust our little thought this morning as a challenge to you. We must be an example of an action gospel. What am I doing to show myself friendly? Am I causing people to feel that I'm looking down on them? Am I causing those that I come in contact with to have the perception that I feel like I'm better than they are? And what am I doing to cultivate friendship out there? You know, everyone that we come in contact with that don't know the Lord is a prospect for knowing the Lord. Every one of them. Don't we want to reach others for Christ? Not because we just want to put a feather in our hat, so to speak, but we want others to know the Lord because we want him to know. We want them to know him as a friend. I do. Lord, help us. We must be active in pursuing friendships with others so we can demonstrate the gospel to them, but I want us to make sure we're doing it at home. What are we doing to demonstrate that I want to be your friend? I desire your prayers. I want to be better. It takes time to be friendly. It takes energy to be friendly. Sometimes it takes our resources to be friendly. And I want to be willing to do all of those things. I want to have friends. I need friends. I don't ever want to get to the place that I feel like I don't have to have them and I don't need them. I will tell you, I need them. I want everyone here to be my friend, and I want to be friendly to you. You pray for me.